Hi everyone, it's Roger here from what's on DisneyPlus.com. A quick news update for you guys on the new trailer for Wish. We're also going to be talking about how the actor strike could be coming to an end and much more. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. So Disney has released the full trailer for the upcoming animated film Wish, which is going to be coming out in cinemas for this year's Thanksgiving, and then we should expect to see it on Disney Plus next year. The trailer looks fantastic. I love the animation style because it's kind of like 2D but also 3D. It's all supposed to kind of, it's sort of in reference to Disney's 100th anniversary, kind of taking part of the history but also kind of mixing it up for a modern audience. And there's some fantastic stuff in here, some amazing songs. I was at the D23 Expo last year, got to hear the main song from this one. It literally goosebumps, that was amazing. In here as well, there's some major funny moments. You've got the goat that talks, he talks real low. I love that, that's so cool. They got the star, which is funny. There's a whole kind of musical number with chickens it just looks fun. It looks great to see Disney kind of, you know, it's like a full-on proper sort of princess film. It's got loads of humor in here. I'm really hoping it does well at the box office, so it's a big success. Not sure at the minute. I mean, you know, these kind of things can be a bit hit and miss, but I'm sure, you know, once it arrives on Disney Plus, it'll be even bigger. But yeah, so this one is going to be a big test for Disney, kind of to see, you know, if they can get that magic back. I mean, the trailer to me, it just looks amazing. There's everything in this trailer just looks like it should be a hit. It's got every component that you'd want. Big songs, big characters, lots of funny moments, sidekicks, all the rest of it. It just looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. But let us know, are you looking forward to watching Wish when it drops in cinemas for Thanksgiving? Love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. So now that the writer's strike is done and now the members are voting for it and it's expected to go through and everyone has been able to return to work from the writer's side, they're now moving on to the actors, as we all expected they would do. But it's been officially confirmed overnight that SAG-AFTRA and the studios are set to meet next week. I'm going to start negotiations. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that a deal is going to happen next week. I'm really hoping we get something. I'm hoping they go back with some of the stuff from the writers and some of the, like, the template and kind of go to that and just do day after day meeting, because that worked last week. When they got in that room week in, or sort of day in, day out, it really made a difference rather than waiting a week between it. They need to get this sorted. They need to get moving again. Really hope that everything kind of gets back to normal. And I think, you know, if hopefully things will start moving a lot more now we've got, like, because they haven't met since they went on strike back in July. So this is a big moment. So hopefully things can get sorted pretty soon. Also, kind of to tie in with all the strikes as well, Disney Entertainment has kind of reactivated and resumed many of its overall deals and first look deals with some of the people that it's been working with. They got suspended like earlier this month because they didn't know how long the strikes were going to go to. But things seem to be kicking back into place. A load of the sort of talk shows and stuff are coming back next week. Things are starting to move. So hopefully, you know, we can get back to some normality in the Hollywood and entertainment industry. But yeah, let us know what you think of all that in the comments below. Disney's also released a brand new trailer for the upcoming horror film The Mill, which is going to be coming to Hulu on Monday at the 9th of October as part of the Halloween celebration. No word yet on, you know, when this is going to be out on Disney Plus around the world. I suspect it'll be pretty soon. I mean, you know, you've only got a few weeks for Halloween, so you want to get this one out. You got Lil Ray Howery in here, and he's kind of in a room where he's going to move a mill around, but there's a big, like cyborg kind of AI thing trying to make him do work, otherwise they're going to kill him. It's a bit like Squid Game-y, really weird, and kind of playing tricks on him, and it's part of like a big, like, corporation that's trying to do stuff. It looks really creepy, really weird. Not going to lie, the trailer really didn't do much for me in terms of making me want to watch it. Maybe a short might be all right, but I don't know. There's just something about the trailer which didn't really say to me, this is something I must watch. Obviously, if you're a horror fan or you like thrillers and stuff, this might be a bit more in your wheelhouse. But for me, yeah, the trailer didn't really do a lot for me. But I'm not a great lover of horror films anyway. I only really like sort of major ones. But yeah, so yeah, if you're interested in The Mill, let us know in the comments below what you thought of the trailer. I'd love to hear your thoughts of whether you agree with me or not. Let's now talk about what's new on Disney Plus today. So the big new release is the return of the Kardashians for season 4. We got the first new episode. So this is on Hulu in the US, Star Plus Latin America, and on Disney Plus around the world. In this first episode, they head down to Mexico and they rent this beautiful house It is amazing. It's a lovely place. One of the things that was so funny about this episode was just seeing Chloe reacting to seeing humpback whales. Now, I love whale watching. Anytime I get an opportunity to go out and see the whales in their environment is amazing. Seeing humpback whales jumping out the water was like one of the highlights of my life. She sees it from the shore. I mean, most of us would probably love that. She is terrified. It was hilarious watching it. So that was good. They also have like a little bit of a cook-off competition. We were trying to make guacamole. And it was basically just a case of bringing, I would say, like the core sisters back together. Unfortunately, Courtney is not part of it because she's kind of, there's problems there. And that's kind of, I think, a continuous friend thing that we're seeing through this series where she seems in some ways, you know, she's so loved up with Travis from Blink-182, she's kind of sliding away from them, but it's very tricky. I mean, a lot of it's for drama. Really enjoyed this episode. Nice to see the Kardashians back. So we'll have new episodes dropping each and every week. Also today, I did actually manage to catch up on some of the episodes of The D'Amelio Show Season 3, which also has been dropping 2 episodes a week. Again, just seeing how Charlie and Dixie, you know, and again, it's kind of interesting because this kind of interconnects with the Kardashians because we also get to see Travis Barker's son. He's Charlie's boyfriend. So it's kind of, again, this is almost like a Kardashians little spin-off. Very interesting to see how they kind of struggle with the rivalry between the sisters. It's kind of like a very light version of the Kardashians. So if you like the Kardashians, give the D'Amelio Show a little bit of a go as well. But yeah, I know it's reality and I know a lot of people like it, but yeah, it's kind of, I do enjoy these kind of shows, but nevertheless, watch them with my wife. But yeah, let us know what you thought of today's episode in the comments below. So in our comment of the day, which comes from Dragon Wave, it was all about Disney cracking down on their passwords. It says, watch this entire thing with password cracking lead to people just ignoring streaming altogether and subscribe when something cool gets promoted or they just go back to TV. Which, granted, streaming services should be a second option and TV should be like the first thing they promote and more. Now, I think this is a very interesting thing because the whole idea of, I think from some people with the thing of streaming is that we pay a monthly fee for Netflix and then we got everything. And that was, I would say, the golden era of streaming, which is never going to be repeated. It was something that was basically being propped up by the studios and by cable television because not a lot of people were using it. But now more people use streaming than cable. Basically, streaming now has to pay the bills. It's no longer you can just ride the coattails and just get all the content for free. It now has to basically provide. And so therefore, we are seeing prices rise. And obviously, people don't like this. We're seeing the introduction of ad tiers. And it's just going to get more and more. We're going to see definitely more adverts. And the price between the ad-free and the ad-supported ones are just probably going to get bigger and bigger. And people do say, you know, well, I could just go back to cable. The trouble is, you could go back to cable. The simple problem is, you're not going to be able to watch most of the shows because they're not on traditional television. Though we are starting to see now a lot of the cable and satellite providers are now starting to bundle in like Disney Plus and Netflix and stuff. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that in a way of kind of like a hybrid cable bundle where you get access to lots more content because essentially they're closing down most of their linear channels. So we're seeing a bit of a change. The whole thing again with streaming services is that you can jump and trot. You don't need to stay with the same one if you don't like this one. Like I've recently dropped Amazon Prime. I'm thinking maybe I might get rid of Paramount Plus because I've kind of The Lioness is finished and there's nothing really else on there that I want to watch. But you can do. But as you start having these bundle deals, you're probably going to be finding some of them that you just keep because you're going to be paying for them anyway, so you might get access. I have access to Discovery Plus. Never use it. It's included in my Sky bundle. Never use it. But I am technically paying for it, and I'm a subscriber, but it doesn't count. So I think we are going to see this. And I think, ultimately, we are all, as a society, going to have to start changing our mindset with what streaming services were. And really, I think a lot of people need to realize that the good old days were never sustainable. And I think that's the key thing here, is the realism of the fact that that just was not something. And the idea, like, people go, oh, we'll just go back to, like, Netflix having it. If Netflix or Amazon are the only two that we've got a choice out of, you're going to end up paying more for them. And also, the studios are going to have to start charging them. It's not an idea. You want a little bit of competition to kind of make things a little bit better. I think we are going to see some more consolidation. But, yeah, some people are not going to like it, and they might go off, you know, and join go on to the high seas and stuff. But that's always been, it's been like that for decades. There's always been a certain percentage of people that would do that. Most people can't be bothered. Most people, you know, you sit down in front of your TV and you want to watch something, you either pay for it or you don't. And I think that's going to be a thing. I think the whole thing with password sharing is essentially, again, people got used to being able to do it and assuming that they could do that. And again, it is just one of those things of, yeah, we don't like it. We don't like, but ultimately you can see why companies are going, yeah, we can't sustain five households having one subscription for £5 a month. You know, it's just not sustainable. And I think, you know, we have to acknowledge the fact that, and it's not a case of being greedy or anything like that. You know, these companies, they have to make money, otherwise they ain't gonna do it. And that's like any business, you know, they have to make money, otherwise they won't do it anymore. And yeah, so I think it's a very weird line that they've got to do, but let us know what you think. Do you think the password crackdown is something that we're just going to have to get used to? But I'd love to hear your thoughts on that in the comments below. Remember to go check us out over at whatson@disneyplus.com. Like, follow, and subscribe. And I shall see you guys in another video. Laters.